So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter. These are the universal form of Krishna described here. And text today we will read 11th chapter, text 35 and 36. I will read 35 verse. And then we will do repetition from 36 text 35. Sanjay uvacha etat chutva vachanam kesavasya kritanjalir vep manah kiriti namaskritva bhuya evah krishnam sagad gadam bhit bhita pranamya. Translation. Sanjay said to Dhritarashtra, O king, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisance with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice as follows. As we have already explained, because of situation created by the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna became bewildered in wonder. Thus he began to offer his respectful obeisances to Krishna again and again. And with faltering voice, he began to pray not as a friend, but as a devotee in wonder. Please repeat from Arjuna vacha sthane hrsike satava prakritya jagat parhirsyatyanurajyate cha rakshansi bhita nidiso dravanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. Arjuna vacha sthane hrsike satava prakritya jagat parhirsyatyanurajyate cha rakshansi bhita nidiso dravanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. Arjuna vacha sthane hrsike satava prakritya jagat parhirsyatyanurajyate cha rakshansi bhita nidiso dravanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. Arjuna vacha sthane hrsike satava prakritya jagat parhirsyatyanurajyate cha rakshansi bhita nidiso dravanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. Arjuna vacha sthane hrsike satava prakritya jagat parhirsyatyanurajyate cha रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्घा। अर्जुन उवाच स्थाने हृषीकेश तव प्रकृत्या जगत्परिष्यत्यनुरज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्घा। गत्परिष्यत्यनुरज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्घा। अर्जुन उवाच अर्जुन सेड स्थाने राइटली हृषिक ईसा ओ मास्टर ऑफ ऑल सेंसेस तव योर प्रकृत्या बाय द ग्लोरीज जगत द इंटायर वर्ल्ड प्रहृष्यति इज रिजॉइसिंग अनुरज्यते इज बिकमिंग अटैच्ड च एंड रक्षांसि द डीमंस भीतानि आउट ऑफ फियर दिशा इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस द्रवन्ति आर फ्लिंग सर्वे ऑल नमस्यन्ति आर ऑफरिंग रिस्पेक्ट्स च आल्सो सिद्ध संघा द परफेक्ट ह्यूमन बींग्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अर्जुन सेड ओ मास्टर ऑफ सेंसेस द वर्ल्ड बिकम्स जॉयफुल अपॉन हियरिंग योर नेम एंड दस एवरी वन बिकम्स अटैच्ड टू यू। Although the perfect beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they are flee here and there. All this is rightly done. Purport. Arjun, after hearing from Krishna about the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened and as a great devotee and friend of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that everything done by Krishna is quite fit. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is maintainer and object of worship for the devotees and the destroyer of the undesirable. His actions are equally good for all. Arjun understood herein that when the battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded, in outer space there were present many demigods, siddhas, and the intelligentsia of the higher planets, and they were observing the fight because Krishna was present there. When Arjun saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigod took pleasure in it, but others who were demons and atheists could not understand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Krishna's treatment of the devotees and the atheists is praised by Arjuna. In all cases, a devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever he does is good for all. So today we will discussing the two verses, 35 and 36. Verse 36. This is the comment about the statement of Krishna. Previously Krishna spoke some word, some statement, and then in verse 35, Sanjay, the secretary or minister of Dhritarashtra, has given some comment and some description. Etat shrutva vachanam kesavasya. When Arjuna heard the words, some statement of Krishna, here Sanjay speaking, then Kritanjali, Arjuna folded his hand, with folded hand, and also situation of Arjuna was vepamana, he was trembling. And then namaskritva bhuya, again and again he offered respects to Krishna, and then he spoke. Arjuna spoke to Krishna in faltering word. This description is given by, this comment given by Sanjay, the minister or secretary of Dhritarashtra. We know previous of this verse, Arjuna has asked about Krishna. First he said, who you are? When Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, after observing, after looking, after seeing, he wanted to know, he asked Krishna, who you are? And also he was requesting, I want to know about you, and same time I want to know about your mission. What is, first who you are and what is your mission? This question were asked by Arjuna. Then Krishna replied that I am time factor. Destroyer of whole universe, whole world, I am time factor. And now I am engaged in destroying the whole world. I am very much active to destroy, as a time factor, I am very much active to destroy the whole world. And also, he informed Sri Kalo Yasmi Lok Shaykrita Pravrita. And also Krishna told Arjuna, whoever, all the soldiers present, either your side or in the side of Duryodhana, with exception of you Pandavas, every single soldier would be slain. And not only the Krishna said, he also named, therefore, tasmat utishtha, please get up, and yaso labhaswa, please gain the reputation, fame, yas, and jitva satrun, conquered your enemies. And then Krishna says, bhunkshva Rajyam Samridham. And then you enjoy the delight of the Rajya kingdom, which is very flourishing kingdom of Hastinapur. First conquer the enemy and then enjoy the delights, pleasure of the kingdom, which is very flourishing, very opulent kingdom. And this is also Maya Eva Nihata Purvayo. Already these army, these soldiers are killed by me. They are put into death. Then Nimitta Matram Bhavasabhya Sachin. You simply become instrument, become instrumental cause for destruction. All this is already done by me. And then Krishna talked. Some important soldier who will be killed. Dronam cha, Drona and others. Bhishmam cha, Drona, you know who is Drona, the teacher, guru of Arjuna. So I say, Dronam cha, Dronam and his associates. Bhishmam cha, every cha, and Bhishma and others. And Jayadratham cha, Jayadrath, he was the brother-in-law of Duryodhana and also Krishna, brother-in-law. Jayadrath would be slain, and Karnam, Karna, famous, you know, Karna. So, please, and also Krishna predicted that in this battle, in this war, you will be victorious. Every wound would be killed, with exception of you, including all your four brothers. Every single soldier would be slain. This was just spoken by Krishna. And about this statement here, Sanjay makes some, what happened when Arjuna heard from Krishna, then etat srutva vachanam kesavasya, kesavasya vachanam etat, etat kesavasya vachanam srutva, kritanjali, this is a situation of Arjuna, condition of Arjuna, kritanjali. Arjuna, first thing he did, folded his hand, and but he could not restrain, he could not control his trembling, he was trembling, and offer respects, homage, pranam, and then he started to speak. So this verse 36 now, it is spoken by Arjuna, Arjuna Uvacha. Hrishikesh tau prakritya jagat prahirsyati. O Hrishikesh, master of all senses, Hrishikesh, Arjuna has addressed here Krishna as Hrishikesh. Hrishikesh, O Hrishikesh, master of all senses, by your glories, by your fame, by your name, by your pastime, when the people hear, then jagat, whole world is rejoicing, deriving transcendental pleasure, everlasting pleasure by hearing your glory. And when they hear the glory, your glory, the effect of hearing is that anurajyate, they develop a deep attachment, love for you. Rakshansi. So, and also Krishna, Arjuna says the Siddha Sangha. The one separate group of demigod, they are very much interested in culture and philosophy, knowledge, the Siddha, perfect person. Siddha Sangha, Rakshansi Vita, Sarve namasyante siddha sangha. Siddha, the offering of senses, and they are singing your glory. And by hearing those, your glory, people are getting, a whole world is getting attachment. Hrishyanti, they first rejoicing and same time they derive pleasure and same time they are getting attachment for you, love for you. But there is other group, Rakshansi, the demon, atheist, Bhitani, they are very much afraid, they are fearful, and Dishodharvanti, they are fleeing in different direction, out of fear. When deeming or seeing, your behold the, your universal form, and then when they hear your glories, then they derive pleasure, and same time they develop attachment, love for you. Whereas, when the demons, they are also hearing and seeing your form, but right after seeing, Dishodharvanti, you are fleeing, leaving this place very quickly. Fleeing means they are expecting that they quickly they leave the place, going different direction. They are afraid of some possible danger. They are thinking that this farm, maybe in near future some danger will be coming our direction. So in order to avoid that danger, they are feeling that going in different direction. And then Arjuna says that all, everything, sthane, it is befitting. Deeming God, hearing, glorifying you, and they are rejoicing, and they are getting pleasure, and they are getting attachment, they are also befitting for them. And the demons are atheists, who are fleeing away, going away from you, this is also very befitting for them, for demons, atheists, it is very much befitting that they are going away. So, in this verse topic is the Krishna universal form is same, but different people regard the form in different way. A similar statement we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know the very celebrated pastime of Krishna. First, Krishna took birth in Mathura, in prison house of Kamsa, and same night Krishna was transferred from Mathura to Gokul, Vrindavan Braj, Gokul. And in Gokul, Vrindavan, Krishna displayed his transcendental and confidential pastime in the forest of Braja, Vrindavan, for approximately 11 years. And then again Krishna returned to Mathura. And after returning Mathura, Krishna displayed many pastimes, but one pastime that he delivered, he killed Kamsa. So pastime, Bhagavatam described when Krishna entered in the Mathura, and eventually in the wrestling arena of Kamsa. Kamsa had maintained or built a nice wrestling arena. So when Krishna entered in the wrestling arena, so various group of people, they regarded or they perceived Krishna in different way. Here Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami Malla Nam, in that wrestling arena, wrestling place, a stadium, there were wrestlers, Charun and Mushti. Krishna was entering the arena, when he entered, and the whole stadium was different group of people were sitting there, beholding Krishna. So Malla Nam and Mal, the wrestlers, Charun and Mushtik, when they saw Krishna, then they saw Asini. They felt that their thunderbolt, lightning bolt, vajra. Krishna was young, 11 years old boy, but when they saw that Krishna is entering the arena, wrestling arena, they think that this is like thunderbolt. And Niranam Narvara, and respectable gentleman, citizen of Mathura, when the Shah Krishna, the Narvara, best among the male, best person, they behold, they regarded Krishna in this. And Istriyam, from women were sitting in the arena, the stadium, they saw Istriyam Smara. They saw Krishna as Cupid in person, personified Cupid. For women, when they saw this, they saw this like Kamadev, Shakshat, love of God, and God of love, Kamadev, Smar. And same time, they feel the deep there, experience the deep feeling of conjugal attraction for Krishna. The person was the same. Wrestler regarding Krishna as a thunderbolt. General citizen of Mathura, people in general, men, they thought that this is the best among the males, best person. And Istrinam, women, Smarav. Smar means Kamadev, Cupid in person. And same time they felt the deep appreciation and deep feeling of conjugal attraction for Krishna. Gopanam and Gopa, Nanda and other Upananda, the Gopas have also seated. Gopanam Swajano, they are thinking Swajan, kinsman, their own relative. When they saw Krishna, their only thought was coming in their mind that Krishna is our relative, our friend, or our son. Gopanam Swajanam. And then there were some Asatam Chitibhujam. They were seated in the arena. Chitibhujam, rulers. Because Kamsa had invited many rulers, he was a king. And that big festival was there, so he had invited many kings. So certainly there in the, because they were associates, they are king and same time they are friends of Kamsa, so the impious rulers were there. Asatam Chitibhujam. Chitibhujam means ruler of the earthly planet, kings. And Asta means impious. The impious ruler of the earth, king, Desa Shasta. They saw that this person, they are saying this is chastiser. he will inflict punishment upon us. That become very fear. The thing is, he is a chastiser. Krishna, seeing Krishna is chastiser. They become very much fearful. And Swapitroha Shishum. Swapitroha. We know in that stadium, in the wrestling arena, Vasudev and Devaki, they were also made to sit. Kamsa has a plan. I will kill Krishna Balaram in front of Devaki and Vasudev. Vasudev has cheated me. His son took place in my house, prison house, and he said, transfer his son. So he should get punishment for that. So I will kill Krishna, but that will be, if Vasudev is not right present there while killing is going on, then he will hurt and he will feel distant. But when he will see face to face that I am going to chop off the head of Krishna, and Vasudev should see. So they were also seated, but when they saw Krishna entering the arena, of course this incident did not take place before Kamsa could do any harm to Krishna Balaram, he was delivered, he was killed. So Swapitro, Devaki and Vasudev and other elderly person, citizen of Mathura, they saw Krishna as Sisu. Sisu means very small child, infant. Though Krishna was 11 years old, but Nanda and Devaki and Vasudev, they are seeing a very small baby, infant. And then Mrityur Bhojpati, Bhojpati, the dynasty, Bhojpati, king of Bhoj dynasty, Kamsa, he regarded Krishna, he saw Krishna as death. Mrityur Bhojpati. He was feeling that death in person, personified death is moving in our direction, coming, entering in the sacrificial, that was wrestling arena. Certainly he was very. And all Vidushan, some unintelligent people, foolish people were seated there. And for them it Virat. This they say very ghastly fart. They are thinking there is such ugly, devastating and ugly fart, ghastly fart. Why? Because you know, before entering wrestling arena, on the gate, one very celebrated elephant, Kuvalaya Pid, was put there. Intention was that as soon as Krishna would try to enter in the arena, the Kuvalaya Pid elephant would kill Krishna. This was arrangement made. But what the fighting took place between Kuvalaya Pid elephant and Krishna, and Krishna pulled out his tusk, both tusks. And Krishna started to beat Kuvalaya Pid, and Kuvalaya Pid elephant was killed. But the tusk, one tusk in the arm of, in the hand of Balram, and another was in the hand of Krishna. And the was carrying Krishna, so the tusk of Kuvalaya Pid, teeth of Kuvalaya Pid, was resting on the shoulder of one of the soldiers of Krishna. And suddenly, recently he has pulled out, so some drops of blood were also dropping. So Krishna's body was tainted with the blood of Kuvalaya Pid. And in this form he entered. Some certainly many places, tainted, his body was tainted. So they saw, the foolish person, they did not appreciate the beauty of Krishna, rather they gosh, this is such a horrible situation. The foolish person, Abhisam Virat, and Tattvam Param Yoginam, some yogis were seated in that arena. For them, Krishna is like Param, the highest, the supreme absolute reality, truth. Saying Krishna. And Vrishninam, the members of Vrishni dynasty, in the same dynasty, in Vrishni dynasty, Krishna took place. So some members of, many members of, primarily members of Vrishni dynasty were seated. And they were thinking that Paradevati is most worshipable deity. Vidito rangam gataha sagraja. So this way, Krishna was the same person, same far, but various group of people regarded Krishna in different way. Krishna is friend of everyone, well-wisher of everyone, but we have rebelled against Krishna, we have rebellion situation, we have developed. For that reason, we are not getting attachment in the lotus feet of Krishna, we are not reviving our Krishna consciousness. So here, description Arjuna talks about when we hear, when a devotee hears the glories of Krishna, then he derives pleasure, and same time simply by hearing, hearing is one of the most important aspect of devotional service. If someone really interested to get quick attachment for Krishna, love for Krishna, the hearing is one of the most important aspect of devotional service. As we know, very celebrated letter Rukmini Devi wrote for Krishna, and in letter Rukmini had described that Srutva Bhuvan Sundaram Srinvatam. She has described that, my dear Lord Krishna, since I used to hear your glories, my father is a devotee, and in the courtyard of my father, Bhishma, many saintly person, Narad, and other saintly person, they used to come and they talk about you, your glory, and I got privilege and opportunity to sit behind next to my father, and I was able to hear your glory, and that hearing your glory so much effective that I have feeling of deep attachment for you, love for you. So please accept. So she has advocated the importance of hearing. So here Arjuna also okay, when Prakritya, when they are hearing or Gulbar Siddhas, they are singing demigods in the upper sky. When they are also present there, when the sadha universal form, they started to glorify Krishna, his name, his pastime, his leela. Then whole world is prahirsyanti, prakarsa rupena. They are feeling extreme happiness, delight. And same time, simply by hearing anurajyate cha. Anurajyate means they are developing anurag. They are developing attachment for you. Rakshansi, and so you are the same person, your universal form is the same, but different effect is there. For Rakshasa, they are very much fearful and they are running away from the place. They are thinking that some imminent danger is there, some possible danger would be there, so they are running away. Whereas devotees are Siddha, demigod, they derive pleasure by hearing your pastime. So Arjuna, this is like appreciation. So in brief we are discussing that Krishna, when manifested his universal form, Arjuna saw, and also he offered prayer. After prayer, Arjuna wanted to know about Krishna. Wanted to know, he asked Krishna, who you are? Krishna, please tell me, I want to know who you are. I want to know about, and what is your mission? I want to know about you. Question about who you are and what is your mission. So who you are? Krishna says, Kalo Asmi, I am Kal. Kal means time factor, devastating time factor, I am. And not at moment, I am inge pravritta. I am very much active for this mission. And whole complete destruction would be take place. And then it described that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the soldiers, either from your side or opposite side, Duryodhana side, every single soldier would be destroyed by me, by time factor. Already they have done, even you will not do anything, still they will not survive. They are already slain by Krishna, me, so therefore Utishtha, get up. Yaso labhasva, gain, get reputation, yash, fame. Yes. Tasmat utishtasva, utishtha. Therefore, please get up. And what I should, yaso labhasva, simply you get credit, just that you have killed. Jitva satrun, conquered your enemies, and bhukshva rajyam samirdham. Enjoy the delight, happiness of flourishing kingdom of Hastinapur. Because maya eva ete nihita purva eva. Purva, before, in, they are already killed by me. You simply become instrument. Nimit matram bhav sabhyasachi. Sabhyasachi, name of Krishna. You just take the credit. Work is done, already done by me. I am giving your, you will get privilege to get a, you are regarded, you will get reputation that we, biggest, the topmost archer of the world. So, here, Vishnu. Krishna, here, in this verse, 35, Sanjay, minister, or secretary of Dhritarashtra, giving comment when he heard, Arjuna heard the words, speech of Krishna, then what effect happened in his person, Arjuna, and then he started to speak. Okay, sir, I see. If you have any question or comment, that Krishna has mercy to Arjuna and similarly he has mercy to Prabhupada. And then what will later part? Krishna has extreme mercy for his devotee and especially for, including and especially for Prabhupada. And then?
Then similarly the devotees who are Prabhupada picked up them. And made them from, they were as Malachas and this one, they Prabhupada and made them devotees. Mm-hmm. And these devotees, then again they made their devotees. So like this Paramparama is going on. And this is all Krishna's desire. Krishna says, according to time, everything comes according to time. So according to time, we are associating with our devotees and our seniors. Whatever our seniors say, we respect them and we follow them. So similarly, Arjuna was respecting Krishna and whatever he said, he was following him before he didn't want to fight. But when Krishna convinced him, he started fighting. So similarly, the devotees who are accompanying here in Krishna consciousness, this is the desire of Lord, or we are coming according to our own whimsical things.
Certainly, it is at least the plan of Krishna. And desire of Krishna, same time, desire of devotees also, desire of Prabhupada. Because what the devotee do, they dovetailed their desire, their mission with Krishna. So Krishna desire is, our desire we have dovetailed, tied together. So they have become, we have heard, that talk about the fortune of the devotee. So that I have taken birth in such a culture and such a place where name of Krishna was not heard. And there opportunity was created by Srila Prabhupada for pure, I mean, sublime type of devotional service. So Prabhupada says, I am your fortune. And a devotee has also potential if he desires something. So Krishna could not ignore. Krishna is obliged to fulfill the desire of a devotee. So since Prabhupada has desire, a very, very famous prayer when Prabhupada landed in the land of America. Bada Krishna Kaila, Bada Kripa Kaila Krishna Adha Mera Prati. In that prayer, please Prabhupada, please Krishna, decorate, give me potency so that my words could be effective. So Prabhupada wanted to spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna desire is there. Krishna plan and devotee desire. Our Krishna plan and Krishna desire and devotee desire and devotee action, endeavor. That reason why Krishna has encouraged us to engage in preaching activity. Bharat bhumita haila manus janma jar janma sarthak kari kara paropakar. This is direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat bhumita haila manus janma jar janma sarthak kari. First, you make your life successful, sarthak, useful, meaningful by cultivating your personal Krishna consciousness. Bharat, whosoever, what's that, Bangla, whosoever has taken birth in India as human being, this, then janma sarthak kari, you make your life successful, you make your life meaningful, you make your life useful by cultivating, reviving your personal Krishna consciousness. Cultivate your personal Krishna consciousness, and then second responsibility Krishna has given for devotee. Bharat bhumite haila manus janma jar janma sarthak kari, and then kara para upakar. Then you do good for others, upakar. And the Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, this, the topmost upakar, relevant work, altruistic work, is helping people to revive their Krishna consciousness. There are many living entities, human beings, they are struggling to revive Krishna consciousness, they want to develop attraction for Krishna. If we help them, upakar, preach Krishna consciousness, talk about Krishna. So this is highest type of for upakar, doing good for others. So for that reason, devotee, of course, plan and desire of Krishna. And since the devotee has also developed their desire with the desire of Krishna, and he endeavor, he level best to help people in general.
Maharaj, there are three questions he is asking. The one is, who are you? The second question is, what is your mission? And the third question is,
I want to know about you. Tell something. Who are you? Or plus, if verse talk about, आख्या ही मे को भवान उग्र रूपो. अरे दिस बार यूनिवर्सल भवान वेरी फियरफुल. हु यू आर नमस्ते विज्ञाप vijyatum ikshami. One thing, I want to know, I have developed desire, I have inquisitive, I am eager to know. This was also. And I don't know your mission. So tell about your mission. And direct question was, who you are and what is your mission? And additional person, vijyatum ikshami, please tell me. Vijyatum means I want to know about not only to these two questions, but other thing also. This is talking about 31st. Akhyahi me, O Lord, so fierce for, please tell me who you are. What is your mission? And I want to know about you. This is also third question. Something else also, not only two questions, but if I want to know what will Bhavan ko, what is your mission? And vijyatum ikshami, I want to know about you. So in detail, for that reason I said three questions. Precisely there are two, but one thing general I want to know.
Previously, he explained
that
I am going to show my different form.
Universal. But this was about, previously he was knowing, Arjuna was knowing about Krishna, that he son of Vasudev and Dev, everything. But here, Bhavan Ugra Rupa, oh my God, this Bhavan Ugra, this ghastly form. Now, about this activity. Why this form and what is the in this mission? Of course, when you are Vrindavan, I know your mission that you are herding the cow, that was your mission every day, taking cow and grazing all over the forest of Braj by the evening, returning to Nandagam. That was mission of Krishna in Vrindavan. But Ugra, this, you assume what is the mission in this way. Okay, so yes. Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.